songs this evening. In the book of Deuteronomy is where we'll be reading from in the 31st chapter, if you'd like to follow along with us. Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. And let me again brag on the Lord for just a moment while you open your Bibles to there. And certainly I told Dottie I didn't get a chance to see Pete and Tammy after the service this morning. But we appreciate them stopping by and being with us, singing and preaching for us this morning. And our prayers are with them as they travel, that God will just be with them and watch over them. But in the book of Deuteronomy in the 31st chapter, if you'd like to go there with us, reading the first seven verses this evening in your hearing. Verse 1, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon, and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And then verse 7, "And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it." Let's read verse 8. "And the Lord said, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And stop reading there at verse 8. And tonight, I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, Be Strong and of Good Courage. Be strong and of good courage. We see a dying man giving testimony and guidance unto those that he was going to leave behind. That he knew his days were short. Even though if you go over a couple more chapters, you'll find out that Moses was strong up until the day the Lord took him home. His eyesight had not diminished, neither had his strength decreased. And you say, if he was in that good a shape, how come you say he was a dying man? Because he knew that the Lord had told him that he should not go over Jordan into the land which he promised unto his fathers. And Moses didn't get to go over because of his disobedience to God. Instead of speaking to the rock, he smote the rock in anger and frustration because of the children of Israel speaking against him and against God. And Moses, before he left, you can read the rest of this chapter or in this book, and you'll find out that Moses had, even though he knew that his time was at hand, he had a lot of messages to give out to the people. He talked to Joshua. He talked to the Levites. He called each one of the tribes before him, and he talked to them because he knew that once he was gone, that there would be those that would not obey the word of God. He knew that there were some of those that were stiff-necked and hard-hearted, and that they would cause problems for Joshua on the journey. But he had a specific message to each and every one of them, and that was to be strong and of good courage. That he was giving them a message that that we need even today. That we know that times are hard, just like they were in the times of Moses, that times were hard there. But yet, even though they were hard, he encouraged them. He encouraged them to keep going because the Lord is with you. And as long as God is with us, we have nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be all right because the Lord walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us that we are his own. The Bible teaches us that we ought to be strong and of good courage, especially in our latter days, that we might be able to help others along the journey and give them the encouragement that they need. That no matter what comes before us, as long as we remember that God is walking with us, it'll be all right. Joshua heard the message, and not only did he hear the message this time, but later in this chapter, Moses talked to him again and wrote the song that the children of Israel sang as they journeyed along. When we look at it's for us to be strong and of good courage. That is, this is not the time for any of us to sit down, but we need to be strong. Strong in all that we do and have good courage. That no matter what we face, the Lord is bigger than the circumstance that is before us. When we look at what the Bible teaches us about being strong, he tells us in 1 Samuel in the 4th chapter that we ought to be strong and not quit like men do. What he's saying is there is that we ought to maintain our guard, that we ought to resist and press forward, that we ought not just stand back and throw up our hands and quit, but we ought to be strong and of good courage. And no matter how big the enemy might look, could you imagine how big Goliath looked to David? How big he looked to all those that were around there? And many of them were afraid. And they were not strong, neither did they have good courage. But they ran because Goliath was so big. But not little David, the shepherd boy. He didn't come to Goliath in his name, but he came to Goliath in the name of our God. And because he had courage, and the Lord was his strength. People, today we know that a slingshot can be dangerous, but David had God directing that smooth stone. And there's a message in that, Brother Charlie, that he didn't get a ragged stone, but he got a smooth stone. And when he let it go, I believe it was God that directed that stone right to Goliath's forehead and struck him dead. So we need to stand and maintain our guard. We need to be strong in the Lord so that when the enemy comes against us, that we won't have to run from the enemy, but we'll be able to stand up to the enemy and have the courage to stand up. And David said in 2 Chronicles in the 25th chapter and 8th verse that we need to be strong for the battle because the battle is raging. Folks, we're in warfare today like we've never been before. Which this warfare has been raging since the fall of mankind in the garden. But the devil's army is getting stronger. And not just getting stronger, but he's enlisting soldiers in his battle against God and against us. And not to give him too much credit, but he's doing a good job. Because many of us have lost our strength or lost our courage. You know, you can be strong, but if you don't have courage, it doesn't do you much good. Or you could have a lot of courage, but if you don't have strength, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. You have to have both in order to fight against the devil and all that he brings against us. The Bible teaches us that we ought to be strong because there's so much weakness that's going on. I believe that the Christian world today is probably weaker than it's ever been in the modern age of time, because so many today are on the pacifier instead of the milk or the meat of God's word. Many folks today don't know what it means to be strong. To be strong means that you got to have a backbone to stand up against the devil. People say, well, I'll get the church to stand up and to help me. And that's good that you've got a church family that you've got that confidence in. But what happens when you're out there all by yourself? And the church is out in the world and they're doing their jobs. You need to be strong in the Lord and have good courage that you can fight the fight that is presented before you. The Bible teaches us that we need to be strong. We need to be strong today. I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm talking about spiritual strength. That we are strong in the Lord, our knowledge of His Word, our knowledge of His works, and that we've got a testimony that encourages us along the journey. That when I get down and out, I don't have to go to what God has done for you. I can go and reflect on what God has done for me. And it encourages me and lets me know that God is still God. And besides Him, there is none other. The Bible teaches us that in the book of Romans in the 4th chapter, that we need to be strong in our faith. We don't have much faith anymore. And you remember here many years ago, I preached a message God gave to me. And the text of that message was, how much faith do we need? We're in a time when our faith is weak. You see, in order to be strong, you've got to have all the different parts of your Christian life built up together that you will be able to stand when the devil comes against us. And he is raging today, church. We need to be strong in our faith that we know what God can do. We put our trust in God. And that's not just our faith, but in the book of Luke, he says that we need to be strong in the Spirit today. I believe that sometimes when the Spirit comes along, it scares about half of the church because they don't know what's going on. I say, when I got the Spirit in my heart and in my soul and I can feel His presence, no wonder David could go up against Goliath and have no fear. When the Spirit comes along, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say, you're able to go bear hunting with a switch because the Spirit will make you strong. Even when I'm weak, I am strong because the Spirit of God comes by and floods my soul. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy that we need to be strong in the grace of our Lord. And folks, let me tell you, I need God's grace. I need God's grace. You say, well, what is grace that you would say that you needed? It's unmerited favor with God. And folks, I don't say this to hurt anybody's feelings tonight, but as long as I've got favor with God, I'm all right. Doesn't matter what anybody else might say. As long as I've got God's favor, everything is all right. And Paul told the church at Ephesus, he said that you need to be strong in the Lord. A lot of people say, I'd like to be strong in the Lord. You talk about having confidence. If I was strong in the Lord, I'd have confidence. You know, a lot of times our strength with God is dependent upon what we do. We have to pray. We have to read God's word. We have to meditate. We have to ask God to give us an understanding that will make us strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. And as we heard Brother Ray say this morning, it goes right along with what we find in Song of Solomon, that he said that we need to be strong with our love one toward another. You know, the devil would like to come in and drive a wedge between us. You know, today, if you say something against what somebody else says, you state your opinion and they state their opinion. If they don't match up, they get mad at you. Right? I've never seen a time when everybody's allowed to have an opinion except for you. Everybody has a voice. But when you state your voice, they've got an alt against you. And they want to fall out. Folks, let me tell you. Time is too short for us not to love one another like we've never loved before. Love will make you strong today. Love, the Bible says, will cover a multitude of sin. As long as we've got God's love, we're able to be strong in the Lord. And, you know, it's just like little Gavin, and I'm sure I was that way when I was younger. My boys was that way, and Tiffany when they were younger. That as long as I could feel Dad's hand or Mom, I knew they was close by. I had all the confidence in the world that nothing could harm me. And I'm still that way today. And some of you might say, well, your mom's already gone on to heaven. Mom's dad and dad's hand, after a while, grew to be too small. But how many of you are thankful that they pointed you to a man that was stronger than them, that is able to make us stronger and to give us the confidence and the courage that we need to fight the battles that's in front of us. In the book of Proverbs, in the 14th chapter, and this is where a lot of people are lacking today. He teaches us that we need to be strong in our confidence. Our confidence, not what I'm able to do, but what God is able to do. And what God is able to do, every battle that God gives us the victory, it ought to give us more confidence and more confidence until we're able to say, as Paul said, that there is nothing that my God cannot do. When we get that kind of confidence, we've got everything we stand in need of to be strong and fight the fights that come along in our life. And Jude said it like this in the 17th and 18th verses of the book of Jude. He said that we need to be strong in the truth. All of these go together that make us a complete child of God that has the strength that we have need of today. And you know, today, Sister Dottie, the truth is dependent upon who's telling it and your interpretation of what's being said. I'm thankful that I was raised in a time, you was raised in a time when the truth was the truth. There was no half-truth. It was all truth. And I have found in my years that there is no truth like the Word of God. Even though people may try to tear it down and try to get people to depend upon a different word, I say, just give me God's word. It is the truth today because the God that gave it to us cannot lie, nor can he fail us today. And as they sing that song, I'm too close home for God to fail me now. I'm too close. God will give us these things that we need in order for us to be strong, that we might be able to stand. We've got so many weak Christians today, and they've lost all their courage. You know, a mouse could come in, and it would scare them half to death because people have no courage anymore. Folks used to stand up against the devil. But we can't stand up against him anymore because too many folks are at his house as much as they are at the house of God. We need to be strong in the Lord. You say, Roger, I like to be stronger than what I am. The only way we can get strength is by getting close to God. And God said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And he'll give us the strength that we stand in need of. You know, these folks that on the natural realm, they want to be strong, Terry. They go to the gym and they work out and they pump the iron. And they get natural strength, of which Paul said there's nothing wrong with. But I believe Paul was saying it like this. Instead of natural strength, give me some spiritual strength. Because that will do more for you than any natural strength will. Amen? But when we see all the things that is going on, and we see people today that years ago were strong in the Lord, and now they become almost anemic. They very rarely have strength to even stand by themselves. And I'm talking spiritually today, that if a good spiritual move was to come through many of our churches, it would scare folks half to death because they've lost all their strength with God, and they've lost their confidence or their courage to stand up. You know, today we're afraid to stand up because somebody might think bad about us. I'd rather them think bad about us than God know bad about us. Amen? I'd much rather folks talk about me because of my relationship with God than I had to have God mad at me. Because you know what? The Bible says, Jesus told them, don't fear man who can destroy your body, but rather fear God who can destroy both body and soul. We better get strong and be of good courage because we see the time in which we're living in and how that everything today is not like it used to be. I wonder what Paul would tell us today. If Paul was here to preach to us, what would he tell us today when we compare to what he told the different churches and told to Timothy along the journey? You know, he told them that he gave a testimony, if you'll have it, that he was strong. He was strong and he had courage. It took courage to stand up when they said, if you preach the word of God, we're going to kill you. It took courage to stand up and sing a song about the Lord when they said to be quiet. I wonder how many of us today would have the courage to stand if the world told us, if you stand, it's going to cost you your life. I believe many of us would quit singing. And we would quit preaching. We would quit testifying. But you know what Paul said to the Corinthian church? In the 4th chapter, verses 8 and 9, he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. You know what he was saying? There's trouble everywhere. But we are strong and we have courage. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Oh, I wish we could say it like this. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Paul was saying, Jack, he said, we've been through a lot of trouble. But through it all, we never gave up on God. Because we had the strength to stand. We had the courage to stand. Through this life, there are many disappointments that we have to go through. There are times of sickness and troubles. The devil is raging, and even the Bible says that there are those that will speak evil of us for his name's sake. But you know what Christ said? He said, be of good courage. Be strong. Be strong. Even though it's hard to be strong today when we see, as he said it would come to pass in 2 Thessalonians in the 2nd chapter and the 3rd verse, that we would see a great falling away in the church house. We're seeing it today because people are becoming weaker and have no courage whatsoever. The little churches are suffering, and the box churches are growing by leaps and bounds. And they think in numbers that they've got us defeated. But I say, let me remind them who my boss is. I don't belong. Or let me rephrase this. I don't preach and teach today because man called us. But I preach and teach because God said, I called you, I equipped you. Now go ye out and preach the word of God that people might be strong and of good courage. Then that are lost might get saved before it is too late. And not just there would be a falling away, but as Paul told Timothy, that there would be a time that would come that people would not endure sound doctrine. You know what weak doctrine will do? It'll make you weak. Some of you today, even as strong as we think our church is in the doctrine, in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if some of our forefathers was to come along and was able to sit in our congregation, you know what they would say? That's like an appetizer. Because people aren't as strong as they used to be. We're not as strong. And I believe if we was to be open before God and each other, we would say, Lord, help us. See, Moses knew what was coming. He knew as soon as he left this world that there was going to be trouble that was going to come to Joshua and the children of Israel. He knew that there would be those that would try to overtake even Joshua because of Moses being gone. But you see, he gave them all instructions. You better be strong and of good courage because it's going to take it to lead this people to that land that God promised unto their fathers. Today, the message applies to us that we need to be strong and of good courage in order that we'll make it to that land that's been promised to our fathers. I'm not talking about a natural Jerusalem or a natural Israel. I'm talking about the one that John saw coming down on the day of Patmos. That holy city that is our new home. But while we're here, we need to be strong. How can I get strong and have such courage? You know, how many of you have ever been defeated by the devil? Help me close. You know, every time we're defeated by the devil, our courage goes down a notch or two. Every time we're defeated by the devil, our strength. It's almost, sometimes, Sister Sharon, I feel like when the devil comes against us, he's just zapped. Our strength. Has anybody ever felt like you had no strength at all? In a natural realm. Sometimes you get to the point to where you just have to sit down because you don't feel like you got the strength to take another step. In a spiritual strength, the devil will come against you, and when you've been defeated, it'll be almost like he'll tell you you can't even pray. God won't hear your prayer. But I want to remind you one more time, the devil is a liar. Even when we are weak, what did Paul say? Even in my weakness, I'm made strong through the Lord today. And when he comes by as Jack this morning, and I brag on him, he may got up to the choir and feeling weak. But the time he got done and went back to his seat, he went back with strength. Because he followed God. You say, is that all it takes to get strength? If we will follow God, we will be some of the strongest Christians there are. And you say, is it that simple? And the answer is yes. If we follow God and do what he has commanded us to do, we will have strength beyond compare. And there's times that we feel like our strength is way up here on the bar. And then there's times that we feel like our strength is in the cellar. For some of you who don't know what that is, the basement. Our strength, it fluctuates depending upon what's going on in our life. Our courage fluctuates when we ought to be strong all the time. And we ought to be of good courage all the time. I look back at that when I think about what he said in Proverbs about being strong in our confidence. I don't know of a better example of that than what Paul said to the Philippian church in 4th chapter and the 13th verse, when he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. You know what he's doing? He's bragging on God. Some might say, Eli, he's bragging on Paul. No. Paul said, I can do nothing within myself. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what comes at us tomorrow. We need to be strong. We need to know that we've got the strength to overcome. Because the devil will come against you. He'll come against your household. He'll come against everything he can to try to tear you down. But when I see what he does to our people, anybody ever seen a person that the devil has just whooped? You know what it does? It brings confusion. It brings lack of confidence. It brings being low in strength and their courage being almost non-existent. And I think we've all probably been there at one point or another in our life. Because you know, any time you try to be strong and of good courage, the devil is going to come against you. In any way that he can get in the door, he's going to try his best. So it may be through your peers at school or at work. It may be through your family. And you know, this is sad, but it's true. Sometimes it's even through the church that the devil comes against you. You say, does he really? You know, sometimes, I've said this many times over the years, I'm going to find a closing place here in a moment. But you know, kids can be mean to one another. They can be vicious. Some of this bullying that's taking place in our schoolhouses today, it's just an escalation of what happens when there is no a penalty for bad behavior. You say, Roger, do you really believe that? When they took away the teacher's ability to punish the kids, they lost all hope. They lost it. And today we're seeing it even in the church houses where brothers and sisters are so mean to one another. Folks, let me put this out and then I'll move on. You cannot be mean to one another and still shout and praise the Lord. We've got to love one another. Because this is my brother or my sister today. And, you know, we ought not have that kind of talk and that type of behavior in the church house. And Brother Lloyd said when I made mention about the kids that, you know, it all begins at home, and it does. You know, when I was growing up, if you got out of line, if you did something that was wrong, you knew that there was a price to pay. You knew there was a price. How many of y'all ever had a whipping in your lifetime? Some of you didn't raise your hands. There we go. Some of you raised both of them. Either a belt or a switch. And sometimes, I remember one time, only one time my grandfather ever whipped us. My mom was pregnant. Dad was at work. And we, along with my uncles who were about my age, we got into something. I don't even know what it was. I just remember all of us running and getting underneath the kitchen table. But Grandpa drug us out one by one. And he wore out our rear ends. I think what had happened is they was gone to the store. And one of my uncles, who was a little bit older than me, needed some fire to get his cigarette lit. And he went to the kitchen stove. And somehow, instead, the fire went from the kitchen stove to the wallpaper above the grease bucket, and it burned up the wallpaper pretty good. Nobody would tell who did it. So since nobody would tell who did it, we all got it. People say, did grandpas and grandmas really do that? If they loved you, they did. You know what the Bible says? Spare the rod, spoil the child. What we think makes our children strong is only making them weaker and weaker and weaker. Let me tell you this. You get out of line with God, God won't ask mom or dad's permission. He is the dad. And he will wear you out. Anybody ever been whooped by God? Jim, I guess it's me and you. We must have been some kind of rascals. But there's times that we need to be corrected. And you know what it'll do? It'll make us stronger. And as Lloyd said this morning in Sunday school, when he whipped his daughter, he would rather take the whipping himself. When I was younger, and my dad and mom would say, I don't like doing this, but it's for your own benefit. I question their statements. But when my boys came along and Tiffany, I found out what they was talking about. It breaks your heart, but yet you know if you don't, that they'll end up being just like the devil in your house, and you can't do nothing with them. Tonight, we need to be strong in the Lord and of good courage. Again, you can be strong, but if you don't have courage, you know, that's like somebody having the talent to do a job but don't have a desire. Or you have a desire but you don't have the talent. You know what God will do? He'll take the weak to confound the wise when we are just obedient unto him. Tonight, in closing, Moses told him there, he said in verse 6, be strong and of good courage. And then he said, fear not, nor be afraid, for the Lord thy God will be with you. So I come to tell you tonight that no matter what you're facing, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord will be with you through all things. How many of you have been through things that you never thought you'd survive? You know how you got through it? By the strength that God gave to us. And the courage. It takes courage on this Veterans Day in 2018. It takes courage to fight against the enemy. Some of these men and women that we have in our congregation that served in armed forces, it takes courage to go and fight the enemy. It takes courage for us to fight the enemy. Too long we sat back and said, he won't get me, he won't get my household. Folks, we better watch out. He could very well be knocking at your door, even while we're here. Tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer because many of you, many of us, need to be stronger than we've ever been before. Some say, I'd like to have church like we used to have it. We all have to be strong. Did you know the preacher can't bring the service? The singers can't bring the service. I've said this many times in many years gone by, that the preacher gets way too much credit when the service is good and too much blame when the service is not as good. Because it's up to all of us. All of us. And folks, let me tell you, when you have a house full of people that are strong and of good courage, man, we could put the devil on the run. But when we come in weak and afraid, the devil can walk right into, sit right on the front pew and have nothing to worry about. Because you see, he knows your strength. He knows that you are weak. He knows that I'm weak. He knows when our courage is down. And you know, it never fails. When your courage is down, the devil just keeps on pouncing. And he just jumps on. And he won't let go by himself. You've got to have the strength to put him on the run. So I wonder tonight as we close in this altar of prayer, how many of you tonight would like to be stronger and have more courage than what you have? You know what we need to do? Pray and seek God. Say, Lord, help me that I might be stronger. Some, and I look back over the years, and I've known people that were so strong in the Lord and so courageous. And over time, the devil just kept chipping away at their life. And you know what? After a while, they become so weak. And their courage is almost dissipated to where it's not even evident anymore. You say, does that mean they've lost their salvation? No, they're still good people. But the devil has just wore them out. Maybe you're that one tonight. I don't know. Maybe I'm that one that needs the message that we need to be stronger and of more courage. Instead of us tucking tail and running from the devil, we got to have strength to stand up. I wonder how many of us would have been David in his day. Or would we have been those others that just said, look how big he is. We better leave this guy alone. And did you know he's got four brothers just as big as he is? Or five. Thank you. You say, you should have known that, Roger. I do. But how many of us today, there's so much that is in this book that we need to know more about. Right? Would you come with us as we go before the Lord in prayer? And if you're strong and you're confident and you're complete in your Christian life, then what you can do is pray for the rest of us that we would have more courage, because the battle is raging. God bless you tonight. Let's pray.
Dear Lord, I come before you, God, asking you, Lord, that you would look down upon us and help us, that we would have more strength. Lord, that we would be able to stand, Lord, and give a testimony of courage and hope to your people. Lord, that we would have